That's a fine car if you don't want to stop.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Y. I'm Shai Ben-Yakov.
We're talking about a car now. I knew something was wrong when we went down.
For more than 2 years, the world watched as Bill Cosby, America's dad, a pioneer for comedians and for African Americans, stood trial twice for sexually assaulting Andrea Constand and was eventually found guilty.
Just before 2 p.m., 12 jurors from outside Philadelphia told the court they found Cosby guilty of all three charges he faced, arising from a 2004 sexual assault. As the forewoman read the
verdict... And this past September, Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison.
We're coming on the air with breaking news right now. Bill Cosby, once one of the country's most beloved and successful entertainers, has just been sentenced moments ago in a Pennsylvania courtroom. This following
Cosby has been behind bars for nearly 2 months now. And before we started The Y last month, my co-host Annette John Hall hosted the WHYY podcast Cosby Unraveled, which documented the trials, Cosby's career, and shifting public attitudes toward him as dozens of women accused him of sexual assault. And even months after Cosby went to prison, it's worth asking, what should happen to his TV shows, his albums, his philanthropy, all the products of his towering comedy career? And what's life like for Bill Cosby now? Today's show, Cosby Incarcerated. So Annette, it's been about a month and a half since, you know, we all saw in the news Bill Cosby being led away in handcuffs. It's kind of surreal, and now he's in prison.
Yeah, he's in the new prison, the State Correctional Institution at Phoenix, which is about 30 miles northwest of here.
So how's he spending his days?
Well, Shai, he's got an inmate number. He's inmate number NN7687. And
your freedom is gone.
I asked Susan McNaughton, who is the communications director for the prison, that very question.
You know, we're treating him just like every other inmate with a little bit of extra protection involved. We have about 12 individuals, inmates throughout the system who are visually impaired, and some have guides and others don't want them and are just making it on their own. So certainly we have things that are available to help somebody if they want it. There's no like free roaming around this institution. There's a purpose and we're watching you and we're telling you, you have to go back to your cell for a count. Now you have to go to meal. Now you have to go to class. Now you have to go to program. Now's your opportunity to go to yard. When we tell you, you can. That's what prison life is like.
Annette, this sentence is the culmination of two different trials. This has been going on for a long time.
Shai, this thing has been going on for almost 15 years. Andrea Constant first accused Cosby of violating her in 2004, but it wasn't until 2014 when Hannibal Buress called Cosby a rapist in his stand-up act that this whole thing began to churn again.
Excuse me, pull your pants up, black people. I was on TV in the 80s. I can talk down to you because I had a successful sitcom. I don't curse on stage. But yeah, you're a rapist, so...
Kevin Steele was elected DA in 2015 in Montgomery County, and then months after he was elected, Cosby was charged.
And Kevin Steele really ran on that. He said he was going to charge Cosby if he was elected, and he made good on that.
He surely did. And then, of course, that trial, which ended in the summer of 2017, ended in a mistrial.
And yet, a little over a year later, Bill Cosby is in prison. What happened?
Well, the Me Too movement happened. I mean, the Me Too movement exploded that fall.
After multiple sexual harassment allegations, movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been forced out of
Today,
his own
company. Today, I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United
Long-time
States
Long-time newsman Charlie Rose fired from CBS
News.
News.
Overnight, Matt Lauer has been terminated from NBC
News. Louis C.K. has spoken out about the sexual misconduct allegations against him, saying the claims are true.
In this whole storm, the second Cosby trial happened. And this time, the judge allowed 5 additional witnesses. Accusers whose statute of limitations had run out were allowed to testify against Cosby in the second trial.
And did that, change the trial dramatically, you think?
I think it did. There were very, very compelling witnesses. Witnesses like Shaylin Lasha, who says she was only 17 when she was assaulted by Cosby.
I've waited 32 years for this day, hoping my nightmares will go away. I prayed every day that Mr. Bill Cosby would go to prison, do his time, and finally pay his dues.
The fact that these 5 women were allowed to come forward and testify, that was surprising to a lot of people. That marked a sort of a big, almost a cultural change.
Yeah. Gloria Allred, who was the attorney for many of these women, said that it marked a turning point for women being believed.
We are so happy that finally we can say women are believed, and not only on hashtag MeToo, but in a court of law where they were under oath, where they testified truthfully, where they were attacked, where they were smeared, where they were denigrated, where there were attempts to discredit them. And after all is said and done, women were finally believed, and we thank the jury so much for that.
Bill Cosby has been an entertainer for half a century. My parents had his records.
We didn't have any sneakers. There was only one kid in our neighborhood that had a pair of sneakers. His name was Rudy. I'll never forget it. Rudy came running by us so fast.
I watched The Cosby Show.
Yep.
People, certainly my age and older, have pretty strong memories of this guy. What happens to his stuff? What happens to all of the products that he's produced over the years?
I feel the same way, Shai. Whose parents didn't have a Cosby record? And I think that people appreciated him because he was funny and his comedy was clean, which is another irony, surely, when you think about what he went to jail for. But I'm at a certain age. You're a little bit older than a millennial, but I really do think that people think that what happens to his legacy kind of depends on what generation they're in.
It's kind of interesting to come back to what his legacy now means.
And I talked to Maya Francis about this. She's a social media strategist in her early 30s.
One of the things that I think enabled his predatory behavior is the fact that he was able to present himself as America's dad.
She says she didn't grow up watching Cosby like many other people did, so she sees things a different way.
The con, so to speak, is enabled by the fact that you don't consider that you're being conned, right? Because Cosby is this person who is charitable, who is the Jell-O guy, who has great relationships with kids, that his public persona is soft and wholesome. And so that enables those incidents of predatory behavior, that sets the trap.
You spoke also with David Bianculli, who is a baby boomer and feels a different way about Cosby's legacy than the students he teaches in his TV history class.
Yeah, his students don't want to have anything to do with Cosby, he said, but he also said that Cosby's contributions are too important to ignore.
As a TV historian and curator, I would always argue that the work should be able to stand separately. He had a couple of TV shows in the 60s, including one, I Spy, where he was the first African-American star or co-star of a drama series. And that's hugely significant in TV history. And then 20 years later, with The Cosby Show, he revives the sitcom, and he sort of changed TV twice.
Annette, you've been the host of Cosby Unraveled, the podcast that took us through the trials. Did you come away with kind of any big takeaways from the whole incident or the first trial or the second trial or just anything we can learn from any of this?
It is not debatable that Cosby's art contributed to pop culture in this country, that his philanthropic works helped so many educational institutions in this country. But I think that in the end, this was a man who was hiding many, many secrets. And they were secrets that he almost took to his grave.
You know, as I sit here thinking about it, like, who gets to say, you know, what happens to his work? Who gets to say, like, it's okay to watch The Cosby Show or to be okay with it?
Well, I think that, you know, the networks get to say it.
And TV Land will stop airing reruns of The Cosby Show. Moves that came
today. The Cosby Show has been pulled from rotation at Bounce TV.
Possibly in a bigger news, the last two television networks that were still airing reruns of The Cosby Show are severing ties.
For a section of the black community, Shy, they believe that Bill Cosby is innocent. They believe that he was set up. They believe that it's just another case of a black man getting the shaft by the criminal justice system. Mm-hmm. But then there are plenty of others in the African American community and the larger community who believe that Cosby did this and that he almost got away with it for over 50 years.
Thanks, Annette.
Thanks, Shai.
And that's it for the show. The Why is produced by Annette John Hall and myself. Jeanette Woods produced this episode. And by the way, if you haven't heard Cosby Unraveled, I highly recommend it. You can find it at whyy.org. Let us know what you think of The Why. We're on Twitter at Shai Ben Yaakov and at Annette JH. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or many other places. I'm Shai Ben Yaakov. We'll be back tomorrow.